content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hello, everyone, and thank you very much for tuning in to Spiritually Raw, and thank you so much. Yes, back at you. We are on a mission to wake up the world towards spiritual freedom and global peace, and we're super, super grateful for your support. And if you are liking, if you like this video, please hit the like button, obviously, and it really helps our channel grow, you know, get that message out there with what's going on. And don't forget to share, comment, and subscribe. And for those of you who don't know, we also have a Facebook group, and we encourage you to join and connect with that to connect with other truth seekers. That's Facebook.com/spirituallyraw. And if you are hearing this show today but not able to listen to it, that's okay.
No, all you have to do, not able to watch
it. Not able to watch it. That's okay also. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/spirituallyraw and you'll be able to get the visual of this and see the amazing exclusive content and effects there. And thank you for support on that. And again, we have an amazing guest for you today. So April is going to share. Yes,
good stuff going on today.
So do tell.
Absolutely. Famous psychic medium, Utsava. Now, Utsava is being heavily censored, and I'm saying heavily censored. YouTube is continually taking her channel down. She's getting censored from all the major social media. Now, the question is why? Why is this happening to her? Well, let me tell you why. Because she is dead on accurate with her prophetic messages and her prophetic visions. She, Utsava, for many years now, has been pointing out all the evil crimes about Ellen, Oprah, Tom Hanks, Obama, the Pope, John Podesta, Theresa May, aliens, and the deep state manipulation. Utsava will lead you to find the truth of the matter, no matter if it is popular or not. Utsava grew up in Switzerland, and she's an American citizen. She has a master's degree in psychology, and she also has diplomas in nursing, herbal therapy, nutrition, the healing arts, psychic readings, metaphysical healing.
A lot of stuff.
I'm telling you. And she's also been practicing mindful meditation for decades.
Good
she spent
for you.
6 months. Now, this is super cool. I would love to do something like this. She spent 6 months in India in an ashram where she learned the highest forms of meditation and spiritual teachings. You can always find Utsava. She's all over social media, but check her out, her website, www.utsava.net.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Thanks for being on here. So can you give our audience a perspective, please, getting to know you here on our show for the first time? What exactly is, from your perspective, of a psychic medium, and what exactly skills does that possess for you?
Well, I had to call myself something, right? I'm not really a psychic medium. I'm a soul. It's just an activity to me. I don't look at it differently than being a gardener, being a cashier, or a doctor. It's just an activity. And it's just a skill of looking into the future. And I had to call myself medium because I talk to the deaf people on the other side. So that's why I had to say medium. And psychic ability, everybody kind of has it, you know, the ability to see behind the veil, so to speak. And I just always have had the ability to look in the future and see what's coming and get prophetic information.
So you've gotten your name out there. I see. We see you all around the internet, and you know, congratulations for that. And again, you know, thanks for being on the show with us. I wanted you to give us your perspective of what's happening with this so-called Great Awakening.
First of all, is there really a Great Awakening? And if it is, do you think that this is something that we are in now?
Excuse me, can I repeat that? Sorry,
that's the connection. Okay. The Great Awakening. Is that something that we're entering into now? And what is your interpretation of the Great Awakening?
The Great Awakening. People are waking up. People are waking up. We're all waking up in different ways, you know. And there's higher energies on the planet. The good aliens, God Almighty, took over the planet Earth a year ago. And we're kind of getting rid of the manipulations. See, God Almighty has created us perfectly perfectly fine the way we are. And then it's really the way the Bible describes it, like these reptilian ants, dark alien groups, they're messing with the human race and trying to limit our awareness, our consciousness, and so on. By removing those blockages and so on, our energy start to flow naturally, and higher aliens have brought in higher consciousness also. And we can just all of a sudden wake up and see things for what they are where we were blinded before, you know? So, and everybody wakes up in different ways. So some people maybe wake up from a bad marriage. It's like, what am I doing here? Or wake up from illusions they had, or they're running off the money and it's all about money, their lives. So what am I doing? I'm just being somehow greedy for money, or surely my ego, who am I, and so on and so forth. And what's really big is what's happening in politics, that there's a great awakening going on in politics. Like, we are draining the swamp and we're getting rid of the corruption and the bad actors, basically, and people start to see things, what's really going on.
Did you foresee this happening? So, for example, like what we're going through right now, did you see this? And if I may ask you this, about how long ago have you foreseen this?
I have foreseen this 4 years ago. So what happened is I lived in California. I broke up from a relationship, and it was a very difficult breakup and so on. So I was going through a process. And also when I moved to California, there were so many chemtrails. And I'm like, what's going on with these chemtrails? And I started researching, and then I started finding out more and more about what's going on, about the depopulation agenda, about the mind control. And the more I found out, and the more I found out and woke up myself and became a chemtrail activist, the more the deep state attacked me. Like, they started gang stalking me and actually mind controlling my neighbors against me. And I didn't know at the time what was really going on. I thought, why is this so much craziness going on? And so I had this bad breakup, and my spouse at the time, I was just breaking up, said, told me always, you're not psychic, because I would always see things and see what's going on. And they said, you're not psychic. And I could always see things in the future, and you had skills. So I put it on, started putting it on video. And my first video was September 10th, 2016, I think it was. I said Hillary Clinton will fall down at the event, and I described exactly the event that happened the next day on September 11th when she had the seizure. Mm-hmm. And that was my first video. And then I started predicting these events in the campaign, you know, what's happening. So a lot of events, just one video after the other, and what's going to happen next, what's happening, what Julian Assange is going to reveal, and so on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You predicted so much about literally everything that's unraveling right now.
Exactly.
You know, Obamagate, you've predicted it. Honestly, I think a lot of people may have even thought you were a little crazy, because it sounded
so, I know. I predicted Trump would win, you know, in the also 2016. Everybody bullied me. Yeah, you're not psychic, you're a fraud, blah, blah, blah. And then really, one prediction after the other came true. And then afterwards, I said Hillary Clinton will be arrested, and they're going to prosecute everybody, and they're going to stop the child trafficking. And I pointed out the crimes of Obama and Hillary Clinton, what they did, what they're guilty of, and when they're going to be arrested. And so they kept, you know, messing with my videos, hiding them, and unsubscribing subscribers. So it was a severe attack. I mean, first nobody really believed me, and then people who followed me saw all these predictions basically over the years come true. And so what I said a year ago on Christmas, I said Obama and Hillary Clinton will be arrested. Obama was arrested on December 19th, Hillary Clinton on December 24th on Christmas 2018. And I said she's going to be executed February 28, 2019, and then Obama said it's going to get out of prison.
Hold up, one second.
I want to circle back on that one.
About 10 times I can circle back.
So did you, I want to make sure I heard you right. Did you say it as in it's already happened, that Hillary Clinton and Obama have been already arrested?
Exactly. Out there are doubles or clones. Whatever you want to call it. Yeah, they have been arrested. I mean, Hillary Clinton was actually, I said a certain time frame, the first time she was arrested, it was October 17, 2017. And I predicted that time frame the first time. And then QAnon came out and predicted that she would be arrested, I believe he said October 17, 2017, basically confirmed my prediction. And then she was wearing this medical booth for a while because she had a monitoring device, an ankle bracelet on her. And we've seen a lot of people with this medical booth, you know, like pretending they have a broken leg or something, but they were hiding their ankle bracelet. And then they first time when they get arrested, they have a deal. So basically, the first time they had some sort of a plea deal that kept her out of prison for like a year. And then the second time they get arrested, they get executed. So there's more charges filed the second time.
So what we're seeing right now is a clone of them?
Or is that a double?
Yeah, exactly.
A double and a clone the same thing?
No, it can be an actress. I think there's also actress and actors out there, but Hillary Clinton has multiple doubles. Some might be actors, actresses, but I think it's clones out there. And basically, it's a charade out there.
How do the doubles live? I mean, if they look so much like somebody that's wildly famous, how, like, are they living the life of that person, or do they have that persona and then they go back to who they normally regularly are?
At a certain point, and I started to see my video, there was one particular actress for Chelsea Clinton hired, and she was on TV with her, and I felt like this was an actress, okay? But then others might be clones, and yeah, so the actors, they're just, you know, maybe they go back to their own house, or there's multiple ones they have sometimes. What exactly the clones are doing, I don't know.
Okay,
who's handling them?
Can I ask you this? The way you're seeing it as in clones, so we're having this conversation as clones now, is the rest of the world going to see and get real? Like, for example, like if we watch the news, is there going to be notification that says something along the lines of, Hillary Clinton arrested, Obama arrested, or something of that nature? Or is this all going to be how it lives right now, where we're just going to be seeing their clones live a life as if everything's normal from their side of things?
No. What happens now with the Pfizer, there's some official arrests are coming up. Official arrests are coming up now. So Obama is going to be officially arrested. Hillary Clinton is going to be officially arrested, but it's the clones or the doubles. You know, but the real ones have already been arrested and executed. Same with Joe Biden. That's a double out there. You can clearly see. I've showed Twitter and Gap comparisons with the ear. You know, they have different ears, so it's difficult for them to make the ear. You can really see their doubles. Boris Johnson, that's a double out there.
So let me ask you something about the double. Okay, so the double is different than the clone. Are the doubles, are they human beings that have been heavily plastic surgery? Are they something from not from this world?
A double can be just an actress who looks similar, like the original one, you know? Like Hillary Clinton always had a double.
Some sort.
Yeah. So double can be an actress, an actor, and a clone is from the clone factory. They have multiple ones, so they're malfunctioning sometimes, like we see with Joe Biden.
So I wanted to, you have made a prediction many times about JFK, and you said that you really believe that JFK was alive, number one, which, okay, that's can be believable, and that you thought he was also going to come back as vice president. Now, interestingly, Trump on his briefing last week made a comment about Vice President Pence, and he said that, from his words, that Mike Pence has gone to a place very far away. So,
wow, he said that? I don't even know. Yeah. Because I predicted that too, that there will be, he will be announcing. And I specifically predicted, you know, sometimes he stands outside and there's this helicopter in the background, there's noise. This is always some sort of, there's always a special message in that. And I predicted something like this would happen, and he would announce basically that hinting on Mike Pence will not be VP, it will be somebody else, and hinting on maybe JFK Jr., or maybe not, but he will say something before the event in that regard. And so what happened is Trump has been planning this, draining the swamp. It's not a coincidence that he got elected with JFK Jr., who faked his own death, and 20 years ago. And they have been making these plans. And they have also the ability to look
in this whole future. Plan of Trump being in presidency right now has really been planned 20 years ago?
Yeah. They have been with the military, with the Marines. They have been planning this and had the ability, because they had the Tesla technology, to look into the future. To sketch everything. And there's different timelines. Like, there's a timeline ahead of us where basically the same thing is happening. It's all kind of pre-planned. And there's also a timeline behind us. So it's all going to go well, and we're all going to win. And that's what I've been saying for 4 years. You know, it's just right now, it's just a charade out there. It's nothing is what it seems. They're just actors acting, and they're now the FISA is coming out, because a lot of people are not ready for the truth. Like, a lot of people, if they news meet, if they publish the truth, let's say, okay, Obama was a bad guy, he was a terrorist, if they would just say that, then the fake news media would say, no, that's not true, Trump is a terrorist, and just make up lies, and too many people would believe the lies, so it wouldn't do anything good. So they have to bring things to the public in stages so they can accept and absorb that information.
Yeah.
And get used to the thought and so on over time. That's what they've been doing. So that's why, and also they had already, they had to execute these people before. They had to execute them before and receive judgment, because they got promised full protection. Mm-hmm. So when the slightest thing happens to them, then there's retaliation. There could be a shooting hoax, or there could be more assassination attempts and things like that. So that's why they have to do things a certain way.
Right.
You know. But I'm confident it's going to be revealed to the public that actually, maybe in the 2 year period, that they actually prosecuted the doubles or the clones, and not the original ones, and they've been executed.
Asava, if you could just hold on for one sec for me, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, everybody. More with Asava. Hang tight.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
Thank you very much, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. We are with Asava, and there's just so much to talk about here today, so little time, so we're going to try to get everything we can in as much as we can, as effective as we can. So let's get right back into where we left off before we went to break. We were talking about John F. Kennedy Jr., John F. Kennedy Jr., a.k.a. Vincent Fusco. So can you tell us about what that correlation is? On social media, is that a name that he's living under now?
No, there's another person. His name is Vincent Fusco, or Fusco. And then JFK Jr., he's kind of funny, you know, I guess, sense of humor. So he dressed up as Vincent Fusco sometime.
So it is
and
him?
And then Vincent Fusco is another person.
Oh.
Yeah. So he disguised himself as Vincent Fusco sometime.
So he's imitating Vincent Fusco? So he's actually imitating Vincent Fusco?
Yeah, exactly. But he's not Vincent Fusco.
He's not Vincent Fusco. So okay, yeah. So he's alive now, right? So from what you see, so he's alive right now. And when he go, where, first off, is he in the United States? Where does he even reside?
What I got, and I made a video about that. It's deleted from YouTube. I'm re-uploading all my videos, but. That's what I said about a year ago, that basically when he disappeared, he was actually living among us on the East Coast. I believe he was living in Massachusetts, mm-hmm.
in the town, and he was kind of disguised. Maybe he did a little bit of surgery, and maybe he had a beard, just made it that people wouldn't recognize him, you know. And he was actually living among us. And I think they have also a location in Florida and different places they go to. And he has a couple of kids.
He has a couple of kids. And now, is he still with his wife and sister-in-law that apparently was it 20 years ago? I don't even know how long ago now that died in the plane crash.
Yeah, exactly. They're all together, you know. They're all together.
Okay, so they're all together. So John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and I can't remember his sister-in-law's name. The poor thing always gets forgotten. But they are actually all living together somewhere now. How do you see them reappearing, or how do you see this reappearing? And if I may also ask you this, is there a timeline where you feel like, okay, he's going to pop his head in the world? Or is the world going to know that this is JFK Jr.? Because then he'll have a lot of explaining to do, won't he?
It's coming up. I know, it's coming up. He was actually already in rallies. He actually showed up already. And people, they actually took some pictures of him, of the way he looks now and so on. So I think there's going to be a big celebration on July 4th.
As in July 4th of 2020, there might be a good chance he may reveal himself then? Wow.
Yes. Because they also have to make sure it's safe, so they're watching the deep state because they're trying to attack him. I think there were some rumors going around last summer that he was shot at an event. He wanted to reveal himself a year ago, and then the deep state tried to do harm to him. And so that's why they couldn't reveal
him. How do you...
This is going to happen, and he's going to be VP.
How do you even... come back from that? And I want to ask you this, how do you see him coming back? And is it going to be kind of like, oh, by the way, here I am again? Or is it going
to
be like,
I
coming out, and he literally just gets on there and shares the whole story? Because once this happens, I can imagine there is just nobody in the world that's not going to be tuning in.
Yeah, no, he's just going to come out. I don't know exactly. Introduce him.
And then what about Michael Flynn? Is he going to be a part of Trump's... First of all, before I even get to that, the election. Is the election this year going to be the same as it's always been? Or is it going to be an entirely different type of election, number one? And then do you see anything with Michael Flynn?
I mean, I predict that Michael Flynn would be exonerated. And if that would go wrong, Trump would pardon him. So Michael Flynn knew this for a long time that he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and Michael Flynn will, it looks like he's going to come back, you know.
Into the administration he will come back, Michael Flynn?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. And regarding the election, I mean, they're trying to do border fraud. You know, they're now doing this mail-in ballot thing so they can do border fraud. Already in California, the Democrats have received two ballots and the Republicans only one. So they can vote double now.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So that's what they're trying to do. But I really got, I also predicted that Joe Biden basically doubled, will be the front runner for the Democratic Party against Trump. But actually, I also said, I'm not sure for how long, mm-hmm. but I didn't really see anybody else. And the last information I've been getting is that Trump is going to run against nothing. Nothing. And what that exactly means is, I mean,
wow.
He's going to be officially arrested. There's going to be nobody around anymore. I mean, I just thought that he's going to run against nothing.
So
that's interesting.
So just want to get some clarity here. From your perspective, Trump is going to be reelected. So yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, so got on that one. So that's good news for a lot of people out there, yeah. And so now when the other people start coming around, and now it looks like you said, like you mentioned Boris Johnson earlier, I think before we took a break on our first segment. Kim Jong-un, how you say, you know, the North Korea one. Kim Jong-un is, now he's been sick. What about him? Was he legitimately sick, or is he gone also? Are we seeing a double clone?
I haven't really looked into this one so much, but I think there will be peace with North Korea. There will be definitely peace with him, and I don't think he's sick. This all fake news. All this negative news is all fake news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The alien group that you are referring to with the Patriots, who are they or what are they? Where did they come from? Are they here living with us in our world?
So, yeah, I was just...
This is one of your favorite topics, I can tell.
And the alien group actually has been giving me prophetic information all along. I just didn't know about it. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden I seen them, they revealed themselves, God Almighty revealed themselves. So it's basically a star system God Almighty is from. And they're behind the Patriots, the Patriot alien group. And I think some people call it Earth Alliance. That sounds right. I couldn't tell you exactly which star system. I didn't get that information. They didn't reveal that to me. But they're basically behind the Patriots, behind draining the swamp. And there's basically the good aliens, they're helping each other, and then the bad aliens helping each other. And there's just, unfortunately, as many bad ones as good ones, but the good ones have control now.
Okay.
And they're superior over everything else. So also what I got is like the American flag and the black eagle is their symbol. And when you have a flag at your house, you have to protect your house. And that symbol is superior to any other symbol. Like, I work a lot with Health of Awe or with the Viking and Celtic symbols. But that's also related to alien groups. So we have a shield around the house, protect you and so on from evil. But the American flag actually is superior to all these other symbols. So they made agreements with each other, these different alien groups. So when they're helping the Patriots.
Can I ask you, can I ask you when you get... the communication with the alien group, how is it? Do they come to you in a form? Is it just telepathically? How do you grab that?
Well, the thing is, and that's a lot of people get this wrong, okay? A lot of people want to have the communication, and they're like, I'm channeling now this alien group, God Almighty. That's not how it works. Okay? When somebody's above you, you don't choose when you talk to them. They come to you. You don't choose it. It just comes when it comes, and if it doesn't come, it doesn't come. So they just reveal stuff to me out of the blue sometimes, you know? They just come when they come.
That's great. You're very blessed. The whole COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, episode, epidemic, whatever you want to call it, do you think, was it A, to free the sexually abused children? Is it a sign of the mark of the beast? Is it to kill the economy? Was it to hurt Trump's election? Is it all of them, none of them, all of the above?
That was like 12 questions right there. We're trying to get it all in for you.
A lot of people debate me on that. I think the number one reason why they spread the virus is forced vaccinations.
The vaccinations.
The reason is to hurt the economy, to hurt Trump's re-election and so on. But I predicted they would spread the virus. I said this over a year ago, like a year and a half ago in a video, that they would spread the virus beginning of 2020. And to have forced vaccinations, basically. And basically, they're using this. Trump knew, the Trump administration knew that the virus was coming. And he could have stopped the virus sooner. See, the virus is not as bad as they say.
Yeah.
It's not as deadly as the flu virus. Medical establishment has said that. So the news media is wrong about that. And also there are not as many people there. They're exaggerating the people there and so on. But basically, the white hats and the black hats are using the coronavirus shutdown for their own purposes and as a smokescreen also for the arrests. So a lot of people are arrested and they say they have the coronavirus or the current quarantine and so on, you know.
Can you take us maybe 6 months out, maybe a year out, even 3 months? Can you take us to what our lives look like? Or is this now becoming our new normal, or do you feel we're going to get back to more wasting?
No, I predicted that a long time ago, like 2 months ago, says that soon the coronavirus will be yesterday's news. They're just trying to stall it. You know, the country is opening up, but half of the states are stalling the opening up process. And it's really yesterday's news. They're just trying to drag things out, but we have to cure now. See, that's another thing. So Trump, and I predicted that too, here and a half ago, Trump will come out with
right
cures this time around, especially the cancer cures. And so he was able to push it through that we have now the cure for virus.
Is he going to push through the cancer and the AIDS cure?
Yeah, yes, all that is coming out. Now he has his task force, and they're looking into alternatives, but they already have all the cures, you know, and they're using that to fast track. And they also arrested a lot of these people who are involved in spreading the virus, like Bill Gates and the, you know, people in the World Health Organization. So,
are they going to actually be able to force the vaccines, or is that never going to happen?
I got really the information. Like, for instance, in Spain right now, they're trying to do the forced vaccination thing. Like, they tell people you cannot leave your home unless you're vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And particularly in Spain, it will not happen. I got the information. It will not happen. But overall, it will not happen. But there could be casualties, like they already given a vaccine to people in Africa, and they already died. So I'm not, cannot say that's never going to happen. But overall, it will not happen. And then I said this also over a year ago, that Trump is doing something about the vaccine so that people can make better choices. So basically educate people and also look at the ingredients list and so on. They've been investigating Bill Gates, and I talked about this last year, all last year, and his people, and they're going to try to spread the virus. And so they're going to put a stop to it.
So are you saying, do you think that the pandemic or epidemic or another type of will be exposed to something else? Is that coming around the bend, or everything's now settling down?
Everything is settling down.
Good.
People are getting arrested. So Fauci has been arrested and he's been charged. All these people are getting arrested and they're making plea agreements. Like, I also predicted that Fauci would do things in Trump's favor. You know, that he comes out with some things that are in our favor, things are not in our favor, he said. There's all a smoke screen out there. See, it's all a smoke screen. And basically, it's also to show people what's really going on, what these people are all about. Mm-hmm. Now they want to keep going to lockdown. And even though the virus is not as dangerous as they say, and the numbers are fake, they still be continuing with their agenda. I mean, people, they want to restrict people, and they're pushing through this new world order concept. You have to wear a mask. You have to walk this way. You have to keep 6 feet distance.
That's out of control. hold on. Hold that thought for me again. We got to take another quick break, everybody. More with Usaba when we return. So hang tight and don't go anywhere.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today. All right, everybody, thank you very much, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. So good times ahead here, and we are here with Usaba. And so, you know, I want to kind of get back a little bit to, you know, we were talking about so much here with the COVID and what's going to happen with our new normal. Now, so this is going to be yesterday's news as we understand it, right? As far as the COVID? Okay. And then we also understand from where we last spoke off that we're going to have some nice surprises here. Now, Vice President Pence, I don't think we really got too deep into that yet. What? How does he go away if JFK, or does he go away in this whole equation?
Yeah, I said this a while back, like basically, I mean, first of all, I caused some controversy because a lot of people thought that Mike President Pence is guilty of a lot of things he's not guilty of, but he has done some things that are illegal, and he was also involved with Paul Ryan in some sort of treasonous acts and so on. So there are some things he has done that are illegal and that they're a crime. And so basically they caught him and they made arrangements with him. They're going to keep his reputation and again, things can change around. I got this like 6 months ago, and that basically he's going to go away, and basically then JFK Jr. is going to take over. And it looks like that he's getting criminally charged, you know.
with everything going on with the whole Obamagate right now, who do you think is going to make that wow factor? Who's going to be the first one that is going to be actually seen on the mainstream media? Is it going to be Obama? Is it going to be Oprah? Is it going to be Hillary Clinton? If they're alive, they're the clones. Oprah, they're not the clones. But who do you think is going to be the... Obama's going to be the one.
It looks like it's going to be Obama. It's going to shock the world. Yeah, I would say it's Obama.
There's no bias, Sarah. You got to show a little bias. Unbiased, my God.
Okay, how's this?
All right, let me ask you this. So you...
The clone Obama.
You have gotten so much energy that you put out, and can I ask you this, if I may? How has this affected your life now by you taking this in and you're getting this information out there to a large audience there? How has this affected you personally by sharing this information?
Like, when you get bigger, you know, it doesn't show on YouTube. You know, on YouTube, I have a channel, Abnormal, I have between 30,000 and 150,000 views. And there were 100 subscribers, but millions of people have seen my videos. You know, I'm much bigger than people realize. And I've been pretty big, and I've been usually swamped with sessions and so on. It's like, you just have to learn to take the heat, the pressure, you know? So sometimes it's a little bit a lot, you know?
Do the Tesla plates help you?
Smaller, but it doesn't, you know, you get used to it.
Yeah. I know you're a big fan of the Tesla plates. Do they help balance it and block the negative energy?
And can you explain what the Tesla plates are?
Oh yeah, they're amazing. This is also the good aliens that brought them to me.
Aliens.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, only on Spiritually Raw, everybody.
Amazing. People love them. I'm not selling them, by the way. You have to buy. You want to buy the original one, VIP, from Nature's Alternatives. So. Anyway, they're amazing. They help with satanic attacks, psychic attacks. Some people give them energy, you know, and it just protects you.
How do you use them? What do you do with them?
I have them on me, like in my back pocket during the day, for instance. At night, I sleep that moment. So it also helps with pain. I mean, if you have. Like, I had lower back pain for 10 years, and I took turmeric, past pain medication, exercise, nothing would really help. I went to the doctor, to the chiropractors, nothing would really help. And this cured it, like, pain gone forever.
Just like that.
That's great. Yeah.
And they're called...
But I have to keep doing it. If I... It's actually the reptilians that mess with my spinal fluid, but that's another story. But, yeah, it's amazing. It's really good for pain. People have chronic back pain and so on. They said it's all gone. It's really amazing, and it protects you from satanic attacks. I have friends, they're also psychic, and they have really bad dreams where they you know, the deep state and the aliens, they mess with your dreams, and they don't have those dreams anymore.
Wow. Talking about satanic attacks, I wanted to ask you about this. With the United States, the Navy ships... When they first started showing the ships and the we'll call them the children or the people inside the ships, there was this one picture that got all over social media where it looked like it was an arm, a part of an arm. It looked like a human, but didn't look like a human arm. Are they mixed breeds? Or have they been manipulating? And now that if so, is that going to come out?
Yeah, it has to come out. So they have been creating these hybrid children. You know, they're mixing them with animals. It's really sad. And there was so much going on in underground bunkers, like in New Mexico, in Nevada, you know, in the desert especially, in Area 51 and so on.
What are they hoping to gain... to mix a child with an animal?
What? They're going to mix a child with an animal?
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
For the dark alien groups, it's all about having control over humans. They want slaves. And they're constantly trying to create new races and find new things to control humans better. Like, they're trying to control us with artificial intelligence. They have technology to put around your head and, like, a camera and surveil you. They did it to me once. I mean, they do it probably frequently. I don't always see it,
but yeah,
they do it to people. They can survey it. They don't need any more real cameras. They can do it with artificial intelligence. They can watch every move you're making with artificial intelligence. It's all about enslaving and control humans. So they're trying to breed in maybe a new race, you know, and that's how they do it, and in hoping that they can use humans as slaves better.
So the human animal breed, the hybrid, is it a much lower intelligent human, just higher than an animal, or is it a super human?
Like, is it going to be like a minotaur, you know what I mean? Like, you see there, kind of thing? Like, maybe the top body's human, the top bottom body's animal, kind of thing?
I think it's like a mix, you know, like we've seen with the hand, all this in the hand is like the foot of a pig.
Yeah, okay. I saw
and
that.
Maybe the face, maybe the nose is like the nose of a pig, like that. So it's like a mix.
Yeah. So is it a more intelligent human or just smarter than an animal?
No, I don't think so.
Which one?
More obedient.
More than an animal, yeah.
More than an animal.
Huh.
Combination. In between, something in between.
Something in between.
You know.
That's really sick and twisted.
So we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show here. So I just want to ask you another question. So where do you see our humanity in, let's say, the next 5 years for us, and as far as just our way of living? Have we broken through this new age then at that point in time? Have we been awoken as we're going through this great awakening now?
I don't believe in, you know, when people say, in ascension, one day everything is going to change. I think things go gradually more, and we go into a higher level of consciousness, and that's how people wake up more, and we're going to live much more in a better way. We're going to have more money, you know, we're going to be more comfortable, we're not going to, you know, it's like, I mean, they shut down, but the good thing that has really done is that people are home more, they're more with their kids, the kids are not in school, but they can...
The air is cleaner.
So it's really about family. People go back to two values of family and friendships and being loving and kind versus this rat race and all about chasing money. And the money is going to be more equally distributed towards people. So that's another prediction I made with those checks in the mail. You know, it started last September, and then people getting more checks, and the money is coming back to us. And I believe there will also be kind of regular payments, basically.
So I know I said only one last question, but I got another one now because you just brought this up. So are you saying more and more checks in the mail that people are going to be receiving?
Yeah, exactly. So that's just a start, the $1,200 people have received.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also, I predicted this a while back, there will be some sort of a fund people can draw from, and when you need it, you have it. It could be millions of dollars, you know, every American citizen get, because they confiscated so much money from child trafficking, from the bankers, from the queen. Money's been coming back to us, and there's so much money, you know, it's going to come back to us, so people are going to be more comfortable.
Right on, that's great.
They're eliminating the IRS, yes.
So everybody, I want to thank you very much for being on there, and thank you for sharing this part of an energy with us on our audience today. So that's great. Bless you for doing this. And you know, as you heard it here on Spiritually Raw, everybody, checks are in the mail, right? So good stuff
there.
So yeah, they're coming. So hey, can you let everybody know how they can get connected with you if they'd like to watch you, learn more about you, and how they can support you?
Oh, okay. You can visit my website, www.utsava.net, and there you get all the links to social media, to my videos on Twitter, Patreon, and YouTube channel, and other social media I'm on. So if you want to watch the videos or join me on Twitter, on Gab, or so, on Patreon.
Yep. Got it. Check it out, everybody. And you'll have the links here, everybody. Thank you very much for being on here.
So
appreciate
much.
Everything. And everybody, remember, thank you for checking us out with us today. And as we always say here, you know, this is great stuff. And it's, you know, we work super hard to be able to bring this content and great guests like you're watching here today to you. So again, remember, if you are listening but not able to see this, go to the Patreon channel we have. It's patreon.com/spirituallyraw. You can check this episode out, as amongst any other ones too. So again, we had a great time today and hope you did. It was really good to spend time with all of you today, right?
Together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you everybody for tuning in, and remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Saba. Out to